Please start.
Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 8th of October 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Max, Dennis, Hassan, Mariana, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Max.
Thank you. I think that we should start with the things that have been discussed in email and also that we had last time. I think we should start with a Kirundi case to resolve that. Right, that's first on the agenda. Yes, please. And Pitnan was kind to find some material that we'd look at. So one proposal is to remove those four letters that were only supported by Kirundi. Mikael is not on the call. Yes, you are. Mikael, you found a new language that supports some of those code points. So is your suggestion that we should go and analyze that language and include it? Because that is what it would mean. Or what is your suggestion, Mikael?
I'm not sure. You can analyze it. The evidence is not clear. For all letters, there are different languages mentioned. Lingala was the most known to me, at least. It's a major language, but the data is also not straightforward. So it may be similar to Kirundi, that it's only used in certain contexts. Without research, we won't know. So I'm just saying that if you want to keep those letters, there are other candidate languages to consider. Does that help?
Yes, it does. I think there are two approaches. One approach is to focus on the code points and say, okay, we want to keep the code points. And another approach is that we have a set of languages that we have collected and that we want to support with repertoire. And in that case, we should, I mean, if we follow the languages, then if we cannot support the code points anymore, we should remove them. Please, Bill.
Yes, my thought is the main reason for the limitations we placed on the language and on the languages and therefore on the repertoire was mainly to limit the workload that we were going to have. And since for these letters, we've already done the work, we might as well leave them in. At worst, we can go through and look for other supporting languages while the IP is reviewing what we have at the moment. But I think it's probably justifiable to leave them in. I mean, they are in the MSR. If we leave them in, fine. It certainly would be a lot less work all the way around to leave them in rather than to have to go through and take them out of both listings of the repertoire and go through and take them out of all of the evaluations for variants and stuff. Call me lazy, but I think the easy way is to just leave them in for the moment. And once we've got this sent off to the IP for comment, we can dig further into this. Thank you.
Well, I feel it would be very strange to include by some ad hoc reason to keep some code points without any support of any language. So I feel that would be definitely wrong to do. So my suggestion is that we should remove them. Mako.
Yes, I just want to clarify. I wasn't really strongly advocating in either direction. So I was just taking a quick look to find this evidence or this potential evidence in our context. Because I also thought of what Bill had said, that I remember Mariana stressing a lot about getting this thing wrapped up. So it also seemed to me the potentially quicker and easier way to keep the code points and just replace the evidence with evidence from another language. So this is where I took a look. But I do understand your point of view, Mats, where you say that we are looking to include languages and their capacity for self-expression and not particular code points. And that if we remove that language and therefore remove those code points, but it will have implications because we will have to look for, excuse me, for these code points in many places throughout the proposal and the appendices and all the included documents. So either way is fine by me. I was just trying to look for potential evidence for the easiest way or the quickest fix for the issue at hand. Thank you.
Bill, please.
Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not arguing to keep it in to the necessarily to the version that we put out eventually for public comment. I'm just arguing for not messing with it now before we send it off to the IP.
Sarmad?
Yes, I think just wanted to raise that LGI procedure is very clear on this, that if you're not sure, then we should take the code points out rather than keep them in. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad, for clarifying that. I don't know, is there, yes, Peter, do you want to say something?
Yes, thank you. Just wanted to also point out as a follow-up that I have checked roughly if we remove the code point, it will be affect some of the variant set, which is, I think is not that problematic to remove. But I will suggest if we do that, then we just update the main documents for now. We can leave the analysis in appendixes as is, as an information. And because of if we just update the formative part to be submitted to the IP, and that can be reasonably easy to do. Thank you.
Yeah, so we could add just a comment or IP that we have removed those code points from the repertoire in very late phase. So, and that's why they are kept. Mako, please.
Yes, while I was hearing Pitunan speaking about this evidence again and about the situation, could I ask about the email where you said that your colleagues had clarified that they were not, what was the wording? We've got some response from our colleagues in Africa on the usage. It seems like the characters are not generally used. So could you maybe specify what exactly they said? I'm just trying to understand how clear that evidence is, because it didn't seem so straightforward when I was looking at the email and I didn't have time to, for example, research the website linked. I just took a quick look. I didn't see them, but I would like to hear what exactly those colleagues of yours said. Thank you.
Pete, can you bring up that the web page that you included in the email?
Sure, I'll do that. And in the meantime, it's also Samad's hand in case he wants to respond. I'll pull up the website.
Thank you. So I think what we reached out to them for was to share information if there was any online newspapers and so on. And they didn't really share much more than the link which we shared with all of you. And if you go to the link, I guess it suggested that this is a Kirundi newspaper. You can see that apparently it's quite simplified in the way it uses the letters. I guess the more decorated forms are not generally visible. Yes.
So I scrolled through this this page, and I mean they use apostrophe as some kind of letter, seems like. But I didn't see any diacritics at all in the pages. So I think it's quite clear that there is no use of diacritics, and it might be that the diacritics has now there is a diacritic actually on an E. Is that a French name? Maybe. So my conclusion is that there is no support, and we could see in the public comment if there is someone is able to show that it is actually used, and then we can move it back after the public comment. But we should be conservative, and since this affects variants, it's in an argument not to include it, because we shouldn't have variant sets when we don't have support, real support for the characters. Okay. Do we have an agreement, consensus that we should remove those four characters? Mirjana, please. Okay, Mirjana says yes. Hassan says yes. Anyone against? Say no if you're against removing it. So I think we have a rough consensus to remove it, and nobody is against it. So that is resolved. So of the set, only I acute is kept because it's supported by Italian. Okay, and then we have some problematic text around the non-visual variants.
Sorry, Max, this is Pitinan. May I come?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you. Just before we go into the text finalization, I just wanted to point out that up to this point, we have all the information for the normative part as decided for this version. So before we moving on to finalize the text, which not affect the normative part, I just would like to ask whether the GPs would be okay if we, after this call, I finalize the proposal, the normative part will be updated by this latest decision, as well as the XML. And then because this might be the last call we have for October before everybody might be busy for the next 2 weeks on the meetings, then we can finalize the version maybe on the email next week, and then we can submit to the IP. So while we are busy with other things, IP has this information for them to work on. That will just fasten the process for everybody. So I just wanted to point out before, I guess, Dennis has to leave in half an hour. So while we are all here, I would like to just raise this. Thank you.
So there's a question from Michael. Could you clarify what you mean by normative part? That's the XML, okay. Right?
Yes, so that means the point where affect the XML, like what are the repertoire, what would be the variants.
Right.
So these two main parts.
So this means that there are no...
Sorry.
Yeah, Michael, please.
Yeah, thank you. Just for me understanding better. So it means you're asking that the XML should not be changed at this point, but only later, and that even if the text should be changed. Is that basically what you were asking? Otherwise, I still didn't quite understand the question, Bettina, please.
Okay. Yes, so I mean, I will update the removal of Kirundi from the in the proposal, and I will update the XML accordingly. So the XML and the proposal will be equivalent. And then I'll share this version to the list for everybody to have a final call. And maybe in a week, if there is no outstanding things to stop, we can submit this to the IP.
Does that mean that we have all rules for S and S set too?
The variants is yes. There is no rules.
There are no contextual rules needed for S and S set in some way.
I understand that we would have no rules. There would be a mapping between double S to asset.
Right. But since that is blocking, there is the complexity of triple S, right? And quadruple S. Don't we need some rules to handle that? Sarmad, please.
So if we have a variant mapping, it should create all the different possible labels through the variant mapping.
Okay.
Unless you, for some reason, want to block certain, mappings, which is probably not the case, right? You'd want to generate all the three or two possible cases for three SAs, and I guess four, five, however many cases for four SAs and so on. The variant mapping should take care of it.
Okay. Yeah. Then I guess that we have the repertoire set, repertoire defined, and also the variants defined. Michael, do you want to add something, or is that an old hand? That was an old hand.
Sorry.
Okay. Can we agree that the repertoire and the variant sets are defined as of now, and that we would just work on the text around it. But this would mean that bullet number two, where we have the serial language, that this will not be considered.
Bill has his hand. Before that, please. Just let me, sorry, I'll just come in quickly. Just a reminder, I think we have decided in the previous meeting that for this set, we will include them in the next version so we can have thorough studies and information before we include them. Thank you.
Bill, please.
And that was essentially what I was going to say. We were not going to include them in the version we sent to IP for comment at this point. But while we're waiting for the IP to comment, we would go through and address whether we're going to include them, and if so, what variance might occur as a result. But for this version, no, I don't think we want to stop and try and get them in. We want to get this out the door to IP sooner rather than later. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, for clarifying. Does this mean that we have opened the door to investigate the languages that Mako suggested as alternative for the Kirundi set that we just removed? So it could be possible that we added it in again. Miriam,
yes, please. I think.
Oh, my opinion is that this task can't be finished immediately. I mean, Latin GP should live a little bit more after we finish our work. And if we are repeating finding new languages which should be investigated, it is the endless job. Let's focus on that matter, that we produce correct repertoire, that we include what we know at this moment, also the Mako proposal, the languages that Mako proposed are somehow appeared, and we could discuss about them in the context as we discuss Serer. But let's focus now to finalize first draft version of the report and everything with what goes with it, and we could discuss the things later, but I'm strongly against investigating all the languages again, and how many people are now are speaking these languages now, and that's the task we shall never finish. So we could include everything we know at this moment. We shall have public comments. We shall have comments from IP. Let's not try to take too much burden on our shoulder. We could discuss about everything, but let's not focus on it in this moment. We could postpone all those things when we submit first the draft version of the report, and after that we shall make some kind of decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mirjana. Mako, please.
Yes, thanks. I also wanted to say that I don't think we should mix up those issues. So we were discussing the Kirundi case a couple of minutes ago, and we had like what you call the rough consensus, and I also agreed to that rough consensus. Now we turn to the issues seen by Bill. So whatever we choose in regard to the issues from Bill, we should not then question the rough consensus we had 10 minutes ago or something. So I think we should keep separate issues separate here and not try to extrapolate on a global rule of how to deal with such things as in, do we open up the repertoire again? Do we close it? Do we open up variants again? Do we close it? I would prefer keeping things localized somehow. Thank you.
Right. So, but what I said was, I don't say that we should change the decision on Kirundi, because that has been taken and that is a sound decision. But you suggested some languages that we might have missed in our analysis, just as Bill suggested, Serer language and Capel language that we have missed in our analysis. So what I ask is if this means that we open up for adding more languages after we have sent this part or this version to IP, or we should say, no, it's closed. We don't add more languages. So I think this is an important decision to take. So as Miljana pointed out, I mean, it could be an almost eternal process to find new languages and new things to analyze. Miljana was first, and then Sarmad, Michael, and Bill. Miljana, please.
Sorry, I was muted. I don't think it is necessary to discuss this issue at this moment. We have an issue with Bill's proposal. We have your question, what we shall do in the future and when shall we stop. Let's first finalize the report and everything which goes with the report, and then we could open the discussion. My personal opinion is just to take those languages which we see at this moment that they could be included in the repertoire, but I will be equally okay if we skip everything and leave to the community to propose what they think it should be done. I mean, if they propose some languages should be included, it is okay to include them. I mentioned once, and I will repeat again, languages are developing, some languages are getting their scripts, and it is the nature of the Latin script is such, it is a live script, and we cannot block them. So some kind of maintenance of all this stuff should be planned in the future.
Right, so, but the future is not for us.
No, yes, that's what I think. Maybe some of us will be included in it.
Yes,
but at this moment we should look at the whole at the Latin script as that's at least my view, yeah. And I think it is pretty realistic. Thank you.
Is Serer language for the future or for us?
We can discuss it, but not okay. At this moment.
Okay, Sarmad, please.
Yes, I was actually going to request something similar to what Miljana said earlier in the first part of response, that if we can focus on what we need to close the proposal, which we need to send on to IP in this meeting, so that we can close and possibly hand over the proposal to IP. And then take up any additional items, I guess, in the follow-up call. If you can prioritize that, that will help move things forward, I guess. That's a request for you to consider. Thank you.
Michael, please.
Yeah, I'm okay with the suggestion from both Miljana and Sarma to postpone this issue and focus on the present. I just want to clarify, Mats, I was not saying that I found further languages which need research. I was just trying to come up with a replacement for Kirundi. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mako. Hazem, please.
As Mirjana said. So to just finish the report as it is, and then later if someone comes up and finds that he needs a which is not included in the repertoire, it can be added later from whoever group is working on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Hassan. Michael, I assume it's an old hand.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So I have to admit, I'm not sure if you say that processing Sara language and possibly other languages is after public comment, or if that is before public comment, because I think that is quite important. So we will send a version of this document now to IP for their comments, and I think it's still unclear if we have open to include more code points before we finalize the document. But at least we decided not to do it now. So bullet number two about Sara, we can postpone until a later meeting. Can we agree on that? I take it as a support, yes. Dennis has left us, but he's still on the meeting. Okay. Let's go to the bullet number three.
Sorry, have you finalized this text, which is the 1.2? Yeah, this. Have we passed through it?
No,
I can't. No, should we do it first? Sorry,
That is something. It's probably good to do that. Thank you, Mirjana. So that is the text that has been discussed on email on non-visual variants. And I have to admit that I think it's problematic to call something non-visual variance if we then talk about identical appearance. So could someone explain what it is? Bill, please.
I'm sorry, I was going to speak to something else. I'll put my hand down.
Okay. Michael, please.
Could you clarify what it is you want to be explained, please?
Okay. We talk about non-visual variants. And then we'll also talk about identical appearance. Or similar appearance. So what do we really mean by non-visual variants? I think it's quite unclear. And I think readers would find it quite unclear.
So I have a conception in my mind what means non-visual variant, and we have discussed this in various face-to-face meetings. And I think there should be an elaborate discussion in the following sections. I do not have a clear idea in my mind of what exactly is intended here by identical appearance as a result of design or by design. I think this should have been edited in at a later point in time, maybe on the request to harmonize this kind of these notions and conceptions with some conceptions which have been brought up in other contexts. So non-visual variance as a concept is clear to me. I don't understand, and I don't think it should be conflated with identical appearance by design and stuff like that. I'm not sure if that helps, Max. It's the best I can do for now.
So we should remove that part of the sentence. That is your suggestion.
Personally, I made a specific suggestion on the email where I struck through the text, which I thought should be removed. And after that, the passage seemed clear to me by itself. I cannot evaluate it in the context of everything which was written before and everything which is written after that.
Okay. So maybe it will be clear if when I look at the text, maybe it's been clear if we remove that passage. Not the entire, for programmatic readers, other than this other category was understood to be, or was termed non-visual variant. So we remove any reference to identical appearance. So if you remove having identical appearance as a result of design, not having, or.
Sorry, let me pull up Michael's emails. It will be strike from by consensus until before was simply.
Yes.
By consensus. Would this read better?
I think it would read better. Anyone want to comment this? Anyone having any problem with this text as of now? Bill, please.
I think that's exactly the correct edit. Thank you.
Michael says yes. Anyone that wants to comment this? Okay, so let's have it as that and keep it as that with that part removed. If you have removed it, then yes, accept. Okay. Thank you. if we go back to the agenda, or do you have the next bulletin, the agenda here, Pitanen?
Yes, so this is the second piece of text in the agenda 1.2.
Right, so this is the change that you suggested. I'm fine with that. Has anyone any thoughts about this change? That Pitner suggested, Michael, please.
That seems to be something in a comment on the side by Dennis. I'm not sure if it was before or after the edit, but it seems to refer to so dia below and comma below. So it seems to be current, right? What is the date of the very last comment, please?
The 6th.
Two days ago. So I'm not sure if Dennis can still reply in the chat because he said he's following another webinar. If he thinks that comment is still valid or if he thinks that comment is mute now. But But I also saw he wrote in the chat plus one to the edit, so I assume he was in agreement.
We have Samad's hand as well.
Yeah, Samad, please.
Yeah, so Dennis's plus one edit was actually for the previous edit, which we already accepted. So I think that's just to clarify. For this, we could probably find another example, right? If Cydia and comma don't work, we can find another pair of diacritics for which we do have variants. So that should be reasonably straightforward based on the variant analysis.
Well, I mean, we could have diuresis and tilde as
Dennis responded something in the chat.
Yeah. So I think just replacing it with another set would work, for which we actually have variant sets. And I guess Pitiran and I could go and take a look and replace the two based on the data.
Otherwise, I'm pretty sure that comma below and Cydia, there was some language that used that interchangeable, wasn't there?
This is Pitiran.
Yes,
I can
please come
in quickly for that. We discussed about this briefly in Marshallese, but it was for a different topic and it didn't resolve in making them variants. So it's more like remove one of the version from the repertoire. So I guess we can find other diacritics pair, which actually become variants.
Yeah. Okay, so please find a better example.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my hand was up. I wanted to comment on this case too.
I'm sorry, I thought it was an old hand. Mikkel, please.
No, that's all right. I just wanted to point out, like, I understand the notion by Dennis that he wants, that he prefers a specific example where we have actual cases of variants in the repertoire. However, from what I remember in this part of the text here, the general idea of two things being equal, being considered equal, although they look to be different, is being discussed. So here it's more about the general issue rather than the specific issues. So I would, if you want to change and or if you want to change this somehow, I would suggest that maybe you would rather add to it rather than replace it. So you could keep the example as it is right now, because there should be a footnote with a reference or something, right? Because I sent that by an email. And then you could add another sentence saying something like, or like another half sentence saying something like, as is also demonstrated by specific examples in our repertoire and our variant sets by code point A and code point B. So the general issue and the specific issues should be kept apart, because here it's more a discussion about general issues, kind of. I'm not sure if you can follow my thought, if I made it clear enough. Thank you.
So you want to keep the example of Cydia below and Cydia and comma below?
I think the text would become weaker if you remove it, because if you take a specific variant relationship, it may not be representative of the principle discussed here. Yes.
I think you could take, I mean, there are a lot of examples where diacritics, different diacritics are considered to be the same by some parts of the user community. Even if we have not decided to make it variants. So I could also give example of diacritics that would be considered to be equal in Swedish, even though we have not made them into variant sets, such as diuresis and tilde. So I think this example is fine. I don't think it needs to be something which we have made into a variant. I think that is what Michael says too, and I agree with him. So my suggestion is that we keep the text as it is, and there's a reference. So what does 4 point at? The reference. Is that what you provided?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, this is.
I had a link to Wikipedia. Yeah. So based on what you said just now, I would suggest also adding what you said maybe, because it's a second example.
So this is Pitinen, may I
yes,
propose?
Please.
Yes, maybe we can keep the current text and add additional examples, including the one that become actual variant in the proposal. I think that's a good
proposal. Yeah. Thank you for that. Let's, and you can remove the sentence above.
Sure, okay.
And I think that dot below and comma below could also have worked as an example. But Sadia and comma below is maybe even better. So let's continue to next in the agenda. So is that code points like S and S?
We have summits and bills. And
Bill, please.
I just wanted to point out, I was asked a couple of weeks ago to create some text talking about the various fonts and how we use them and how they impact things. And that text is available at the beginning of section 6.2.1. If you all want to look at it over the next week, we don't need to look at it now, I don't think, but it's there to be looked at for all of you. Thank you.
Was that bullet 5 in the agenda?
No. Okay, this was back up at the beginning of the agenda where we were talking about finalizing the text, and that's a new piece of text I was asked to create that we presumably want to have the rest of us look at. Yeah, there. In passing, Pitinen, I think you can take out the comments. I think we've dealt with that.
Okay, so this is the new text that everybody should look at and see if this is a good description of how we have processed the InScript variants.
Yes, please.
So should we look at that now, or should we have this for, we might as well, we have 7 minutes. So let's look at it now.
I have other things that we need to do in person, rather than have everybody stop and read it now if we've got other stuff that we need to talk about. Let's get it talked about now, and we can come back to this in email, I think.
Okay. So, Peter, can you copy the text and send it to the list for reading?
Okay, sure.
Sarmad, please.
Yes, so I guess I was going to ask if based on these changes, and I guess we'll, based on final feedback on Bill's additional text, what would be next steps, if you can help conclude for taking this proposal to the IP? Given that I guess we'll update the proposal and the XML and send it across over email to all of you, I guess either tomorrow or within this week, certainly within this week, which will incorporate all the suggested changes.
Mariana, please.
I think that when Pitinan finishes updating the text and produces its XML, we should look at the complete text again, second reading, something like this, and see if there is a substantial, something that is substantial and that it that we don't agree with it. I don't expect this, but minor errors or let's say if something is not, if we miss one comma or one, or something like this, which is not important, we have to give a timeline and say that everyone should read the text in, let's say next, but we have next week is icon 60 something, and we shall not have, sorry, I forgot it. We shall not have meeting next week. We have to find a deadline for submitting any major changes to any major comments to the report. And after that, if there is no comments, we could submit the report to IP for their first reading of our complete draft report. I might be a little bit confusing, but I think that we have to give a deadline, and after that, if there is some comments, we should discuss them. Otherwise, the report should be sent to IP. We need one more reading. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. That means we have the ICANN meeting next week and also in 2 weeks. So it means that next time we meet will be in 3 weeks.
And that will be almost the end of the October.
29th.
29th, yeah.
And if, I don't know how much time Pitnan has now for doing these final steps. Will you have time to do that now before the ICANN meeting?
Yes, let me come in. I plan to share it with you by tomorrow, my time. So it should be within this week, before the next week ICANN meeting. Mm-hmm. And if I may propose, I think at this point, maybe we don't need to do the update in the editorial part, but unless you see the major change in either repertoire or the variants, then I think we should be good to go. So I would suggest we give a deadline for 7 to 10 days after the draft has been shared. And if there is no major change on those repertoire or variant mapping, then it should be able to send out to the IP. So while everybody is busy with the ICANN meeting, then IP has started their work to review.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. But Peter, will you have time to do any work on this after 7 to 10 days? If you send it out tomorrow, 7 days will be the 16th, and 10 days the 19th, Friday and Monday respectively. Will you have time to do any work on that?
Yes, I would be able to manage.
Because you are busy on the ICANN meeting too.
Right, just that I'm not be the host of the session, so it's still be quite manageable.
Okay, yeah. So I suggest that we give the 10 days until the 19th of October. So I guess noon UTC on the 19th of October to provide comments. Anyone want to comment? Sarmad, please.
Yeah, so just to, I guess, reassure, just in case, this is just going to IP for a review. So this will come back to the Latin GP with IP comments, IP edits, like before. So there will be plenty of opportunity to make further changes to this. So this is really not the last shot. This is just to get one more round of feedback from IP. So it's not critical in that sense. Thank you.
So in 10 days, we should provide any comments that we think must be processed before we send it to IP. Is that answer to your question, Michael? Michael, please.
And that means for the present iteration, as Sarmad said just now, this is what you were discussing, because I didn't understand what the debate was about, because I think Mariana was talking about a more general deadline. But your 10 days deadline is specific to the present iteration for the next review by IP.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And then we'll meet in 3 weeks, the 29th. At that time, IP will be working on our document, and we have to look at other things, such as the server or something like that. Okay, we are at top of the hour, actually passed by two minutes. Anyone wants to have a final comment? Okay. No final comments. And Pietnan, you will send out that text, the Bill's text for reading and also the document. Well, actually, it's part of the document, so it's not needed.
Okay. I'll send the whole document.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for today. And Mirjana, I hope your husband will recover.
I hope so. And I want to thank you very much for stepping in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Talk to you in 3 weeks. Maybe see you at some ICANN meeting, or ICANN session, I should say. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.